Anyway, my name is Elijah Denver, minister of the 12th Hour Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation on the south of 12th Hour, Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is February 16, 2018. It is Adar-Ron, 2021. This is the New Moon Sabbath. We're going to start this service today, first service, with a song entitled, Just When I Need Him Most. Just when I need him, Joshua is near. Just when I falter, just when I fear, ready to help me, ready to share. Just when I need him most, just when I need him most, just when I need him most, Joshua is there to comfort and cheer. Just when I need him most, just when I need him, Joshua is true, never forsaken all the way through, living for burden, pleasures anew. Just when I need him most, just when I need him most, just when I need him most, Joshua is near to comfort and share. Just when I need him most. Just when I need him, Joshua is strong, bearing my burdens all the day long. For all my sorrow, giving a song, just when I need him most. Just when I need him most, just I need him more. Yes, for his to comfort and cheer. Yes, when I need him more. Yes, when I need him, he is my all. Answering thunder, for him I call. Tenderly watching, lest I should fall, just when I need him most. Just when I need him most, just when I need him most, Joshua is there to comfort and cheer, just when I need him most.
Samuel, Part 1. 1 Samuel, Book of Samuel, Chapter 1. Now there was a certain man of Ramathaim, Zophim, of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jehoram, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zoph, an Ephratite. And he had two wives. The name of the one was Hannah, and the name of the other was Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. This man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Yahshua of the host in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Yahshua, were there. Now I'm using that Savior, my son's name, Yahshua. We're going to use that, I suppose, predominantly because that we have the upper and the lower case, that the translator put it there for a reason, and I believe it's because son is the king of the Old and the New Testament, and this world has been given into his hands. Let's see, 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 4. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah his wife and to all her sons and her daughters portions. But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Yasur had shut up her womb. And her adversary also provoked her sore, for to make her fret, because Yasur. We got this Yasur so much here, this Lord. Let's go ahead and call it Yahweh, Yahweh, because we know that Yasur is the king of the world, but we also know that he inherited this world after his crucifixion. That's when he became predominantly in charge of this world, as we know it today. So, let's just go ahead with this word Yahweh. And her adversary also provoked her sore, for to make her fret because Yahweh had shut up her womb. And as he did so year by year, when he went up to the house of Yahweh, so she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. Then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, Hannah, why weepest thou, and why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am not I better to thee than 10 sons? So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by the post of the temple of Yahweh. And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto Yahweh, and wept sore. And she vowed a vow, and said, O Yahweh of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man-child, then I will give unto him, unto the Yahweh, all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Yahweh, that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, no, my master, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Yahweh. Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the Elohim of Israel grant thee that petition that thou hast asked of him. And she said, let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. They rose up in the morning early and worshipped before the Yahweh, and returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife, and the Yahweh remembered her. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived, this she bare a son, and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Yahweh. And the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer unto Yahweh the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah went not up, for she said unto her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned, and then I will bring him, that he may appear before the Yahweh and there abide forever. And Elkanah, her husband, said unto her, do what seemeth thee good. Tarry until thou have weaned him, only the Yahweh establish his word. So the woman abode and gave her son suck until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her, with 3 bullocks and 1 ephah of flour and a bottle of wine, and brought him unto the house of the Yahweh in Shiloh, and the child was young. And they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my master, as thy soul liveth, my master, I am the woman that stood beside thee here praying of the Yahweh. For this child I prayed, as Yahweh hath given me my petition. which I asked of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Yahweh. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Yahweh. And he worshipped the Yahweh there. Chapter 2, 1 Samuel. And Hannah prayed and said, My heart rejoices in the Yahweh. My horn is exalted in the Yahweh. My mouth is enlarged over my enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. Psalms 89:2. There is none holy as the Yahweh, for there is none beside thee. Neither is there any rock like our Yahweh. Talk no more so exceedingly proud. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth, for the Yahweh is the Elohim of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty men are broken, and they that stumbled are girded with the strength. They that were full have hired out themselves for bread, and they that were hungry seek, so that the barren hath borne seven, and she that hath many children is waxed feeble. The Yahweh killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave, and he and bringeth up. The Yahweh maketh poor, and he maketh rich. He bringeth low, and he lifteth up. Verse 8. He raised up the poor out of the dust, and lifted up the beggar from the dunghill, to sit them among princes, and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Yahweh's, and he has set the world upon them. I have a correction to make. I said earlier that the translators had put that Lord in upper and lower cases. But re-examining the print here, it is all capital letters. So the translators are referring to the Father. But when I read that Lord of Hosts, I've always been informed in my mind that this is talking about Yahshua the Son. But we're going to go with Yahweh the Father, because it's all capital letters here. It says that in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 8, once again, He raises up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill, to set them among princes, and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Yahweh's, and He has set the world upon them. He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness. For by the strength shall no man prevail. For the adversaries of the Yahweh shall be broken to pieces. Out of heaven shall he thunder upon them. The Yahweh shall judge the ends of the earth, and he shall give strength unto his king, and exalt the horn of his anointing. And Elkanah went to Ramah to his house. And the child did minister unto the Yahweh before Eli the priest. Now the sons of Eli were sons of Belial. They knew not the Yahweh. Well, Samuel had two sons that was the same way. They were the sons of Belial. Aaron had two sons. They were the sons of Belial, and yet they were priests. They were anointed as priests in the sanctuary. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 13. And the priest's custom with the people was that when any man offered sacrifice, the priest servant came, while the flesh was in a seething, with a flesh hook of three teeth in his hand. And he struck it into the pan, or kettle, or cauldron, or pot. All that the flesh hook brought up, the priest took for himself. So they did in Shiloh unto all the Israelites that came thither. Also, before they burnt the fat, the priest's servant came and said to the man that sacrificed, Give flesh to roast for the priest, for he will not have sodden flesh of thee, but raw. And if any man said unto him, Let them not fail to burn the fat presently, and then take it as much as thy soul desireth, then he would answer him, Nay, but thou shalt give it to me now, and if not, I will take it by force. Wherefore the sin of the young man is very great before the Yahweh. For men abhorred the offering of the Yahweh, the Samuel ministered before the Yahweh, being a child, girded with a linen ephod. Moreover, his mother made him a little coat, and brought it to him from year to year. when she came up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice. And Eli blessed Elkanah and his wife, and said, Yahweh give thee seed of this woman, for the Lord which is lent to the Yahweh. And they went unto their own home, and Yahweh visited Hannah, so that she conceived and bare three sons and two daughters. And the child Samuel grew before the Yahweh. Now Eli was very old, and heard all that his sons did unto all Israel, and how they lay with the women that assembled at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And he said unto them, why do ye such things? For I hear of your evil dealings by all this people. Nay, my sons, for it is no good report that I hear. You make the Yahweh's people to transgress. If one man sin against another, judge shall judge him. But if a man sin against Yahweh, who shall entreat for him? Notwithstanding, they hearken not unto the voice of their father, because Yahweh would slay them. And the child Samuel grew on and was in favor both with the Yahweh and also with men. And there came a man of Yahweh from unto Eli and said unto him, thus saith Yahweh, did I plainly appear unto the house of thy father when they were in Egypt in Pharaoh's house? And did I choose him out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest, to offer up on my altar, to burn incense, to wear an ephod before me? And did I give unto the house of thy father all the offering made by fire the children of Israel? Wherefore kick ye at my sacrifice and at mine offering, which I have commanded in my habitation, and honor thy sons above me, to make yourselves fat with the chiefest of all the offering of Israel, my people. Wherefore the Yahweh Elohim of Israel said, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me forever. But now the Yahweh said, be it far from me, for them that honor me I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Behold, the days come that I will cut off thine arm and the arm of thy father's house, that there shall not be an old man in thine house. And thou shalt see an enemy in my habitation, and all the wealth which Yahweh shall give Israel. And there shall not be an old man in thine house forever. Okay, verse 33. And a man of thine, whom I shall not cut off from mine altar, shall be to consume thine eye, and to grieve thine heart, and all the increase of thine house shall die in the flower of their age. So Eli had a terrible prophecy pronounced against them, and there was nothing he could do about it. And it says in verse 34, and there shall be a sign, and this shall be a sign unto thee, that shall come upon thy two sons, on Hophni and Phinehas, and one day they shall die, both of them. Now that's a terrible prophecy, isn't it? And I will raise me up a faithful priest that shall do according to that which is in mine heart and in my mind. Now this transition took place similar to this situation in 2002. When I told Brother Johnson, you don't restore the daily, I'll do it. Well, we've restored the daily. And we're doing it, and we're going to perfect it more so every day. I said, and I will raise me up a faithful priest that shall do according to that which is in mine heart. Well, and in my mind, and I will build him a sure house, and he shall walk before my anointed forever. Now, this is a description of David. Of Yahweh, David fulfilling this very verse right here. David fulfilled this in his time. And it says, Now let's see who Yahweh actually raised up here, though, to succeed Eli. And it shall come to pass that every one that is left in thine house shall come and cross to him for a piece of silver and a morsel of bread, and shall say, put me, I pray thee, into one of the priest's office, that I may eat a piece of bread. So they were wanting to have an office, a position, and that way their food would be sure every day. In other words, I won't have to worry about drought or anything, or going out and having to work to make me some bread. All I got to do is just get me an office, in a priest's office, and boy, my bread will be sure. And that's the way it is today in a big bloated government that we have here in the United States. Oh, we got bloated government all over the United States and all municipalities and local districts and so forth, and all cities and towns everywhere. It's all politics and people looking for an easy job and an easy ride. 1 Samuel chapter 3. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Yahweh before Eli. And the word of Yahweh was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see. And there the lamp of Yahweh went out in the temple of Yahweh, where the ark of Yahweh was. And Samuel was laid down to sleep. But Yahweh called Samuel, and he answered, here am I. And he ran unto Eli and said, here am I, for thou callest me. And he said, I call not. Lie down again. And he went and lay down. And Yahweh called yet again, and Samuel, and Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, here am I, for thou didst call me. And he answered, I call not, my son. Lie down again. Now Samuel did not yet know the Yahweh, neither was the word of Yahweh yet revealed unto him. And Yahweh called Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, here am I, for thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Yahweh had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, go, lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, speak, Yahweh, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place, and the Yahweh came and stood and called as at other time. Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, speak, for thy servant heareth. And Yahweh said unto Samuel, behold, I will do a thing in Israel, at which both the ears of every one that heareth it shall tingle. And that day I will perform against Eli all things which I have spoken concerning his house. When I begin, I will also make an end. For I have told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knoweth, because his sons made themselves vile, and he restrained them not. When the Yahweh gave me a message to give to Brother Johnson in the church one day, right after the service was over, I said, Yahweh told me that you were as Eli to your two sons, because you don't reproach them and you let them do anything they want to. And I said, he told me you was as Eli was. Well, this verse right here fit that situation. For I have told him, Brother W. Johnson, that I will judge his house forever at Gilead Center for the iniquity which he knoweth. Now, Brother Johnson, he knew plenty of iniquity, especially with his wife, and he knew plenty of iniquity. But he didn't correct it or reproach it. He didn't do anything. And that's why he fulfilled his antitypical Eli situation. As he did with antitypical King Saul, he fulfilled all of that. Those major leaders that failed Israel. Because his sons made themselves vile, and he restrained them not. And this is strange, because Brother Johnson had two active sons right there in the church, David and Daniel. And they made themselves vile. They were idol worshippers. Okay, verse 14, and therefore I have sworn unto the house of Eli. So whenever I pronounced and told Brother Johnson he was antitypical Eli, well then this verse transferred to him. Right there. This verse then was for him. Because it wouldn't do any good for the Eli of old. He's done come and gone. History's done been made. This is for prophecy for today. For whoever the antitypical Eli is today, this is for this applies. And the voice of inspiration has to give it. And this is what happened at Kermit. And therefore I have sworn unto the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be purged with sacrifice nor offering forever. Well, we know that the only way that you can have offerings, you have to have the sanctuary restored and you have to have the daily performed. So that's when these offerings were made, whenever they are brought into the tabernacle. They're made on at the appointed time of the day, the third hour and the ninth hour of the day. And so you have to have a sanctuary restored with everything restored intact in order to be to claim that you make offerings and sacrifices on a daily basis. That's what the restoration of the sanctuary is for. 1970, Kermit, Texas, Brother Johnson restored all divine institutions. He restored all the feast days. He restored everything. He had a calendar. Yahweh gave it to him. He gave him the true dates and everything. So we had the most greatest gift that could be given to the house of Israel in these last days was the restoration of the sanctuary and the creation calendar as a tool for worshiping Yahweh at the true time. We're worshiping today on a Friday. The sixth day of the week but it's the new moon Sabbath. It's a holy day. So they were sitting here honoring one of these here, one of these holy days at the true time. And in verse 15, 2 Samuel chapter 3, verse 15, and Samuel lay until the morning and opened the doors of the house of the Yahweh, and Samuel feared to show Eli the vision. And Eli called Samuel and said, Samuel, my son. And he answered, here am I. And he said, what is the thing that Yahweh hath said unto thee? I pray thee, hide it not from me. Yahweh do so to thee, and more also, if thou hide anything from me, of all the things that he said unto thee. And Samuel told him every whit and hid nothing from him. And he said, it is the Yahweh, let him do what seemeth him good. And Samuel grew, and the Yahweh was with him, and he did let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel from Dan, even to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Yahweh. You know, it's amazing. Yahweh raised me up, and he gave me a commission, and I knew it. I knew it in 1970 when I was called to join brothers. I knew that I had a special commission. I didn't understand what it all entailed, but I just knew that I was called to do what I was doing. So one of these days, all Israel, from Dan even unto Beersheba, that's covering the 12 tribes of Israel, Dan in the north and Beersheba in the south, knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Yahweh. So all the 12 tribes knew this. And Yahweh appeared then again in Shiloh, for the Yahweh revealed himself unto Samuel and in Shiloh by the word of Yahweh. And the word, okay. Now we're in 1 Samuel chapter 4. And the word of Samuel came unto all Israel. What I'm reading to you, and the reason I'm reading all of this to you, about the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 1 and chapter 2, I mean, the first book of Samuel 1 and 2, it is because we are at that very place of the fulfillment of all these things that was laid down here by Samuel. Because we're going to fulfill all these prophecies that have been given to the Old Testament. And the Old Testament, that's the reason why I had to be raised up to come through the steps that I came through in Adventism. He already knew I couldn't do that if I got out of the Navy in 1959. If I stayed in California and married just an Adventist woman that would refuse to even want to investigate into advanced truth, that I would certainly be lost. I'd be lost in the jungle of Adventism. I'd forever been lost. And Yahweh, by the Spirit, the day I got out of the Navy, the minute I drove out the gate of that Navy base there in San Diego, boy, I turned my car, I turned it right, and I headed east out of San Diego, fast as I could get out of there. Never looked back, and I headed for Texas. And I made a lot of wrong decisions, though, for quite a few years. But nevertheless, Yahweh kept His hand on me all through these years. And today I can truly say, with all my affliction in my body and so forth, which I have some, that Yahweh is bringing me through that. And I see His answer to prayer and the things that He's told me that I was going to do. And He told me at the age of 80 that I would be doing the antitypical work of Moses when he turned 80 years old. And He's been, and everything is perfectly timed. And in love. So now let us go into 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 1. And the word of Samuel came unto all Israel. Now Israel went out against the Philistines to battle and pitched beside Ebenezer. And the Philistines pitched in Aphex. And the Philistines put themselves in array against Israel, and when they joined battle, Israel was smitten before the Philistines, and they slew of the army in the field about 4,000 men. And when the people were come into the camp, the elders of Israel said, "Wherefore hath Yahweh smitten us today before the Philistines? Let us fetch the ark of the covenant of Yahweh out of Shiloh unto us, that when it cometh among us, it may save us out of the hand of our enemies." So the people went to Shiloh, that they might bring from thence the ark of the covenant of Yahweh of the host, which dwelleth between the cherubims, and the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were there with the ark of the covenant of Yahweh. And when the ark of the covenant of the Yahweh came into the camp, all Israel shouted with a great shout, so that the earth rang again. And when the Philistines heard the noise of the shout, they said, "What meaneth the noise of this great shout in the camp of the Hebrews?" And they understood that the ark of Yahweh was come into the camp. And the Philistines were afraid, for they said, "Yahweh has come into the camp." And they said, "Woe unto us, for there hath not been such a thing heretofore. Woe unto us, who shall deliver us out of the hand of these mighty gods? These are the gods that smote the Egyptians with all the plagues in the wilderness. Be strong and quit yourselves like men, O ye Philistines, that ye be not servants of the Hebrews, as they have been to you. Quit yourselves like men and fight." And the Philistines fought, and Israel was smitten. And they fled every man into his tent, and there was a very great slaughter, for they fell of Israel 30,000 footmen. Good night. Firstly, 4,000, and now it's 30,000. And the ark of Yahweh was taken, and the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were slain. That's the reason why Israel lost, because he had those evil sons of Eli. He wouldn't reproach them. He wouldn't straighten them up. He wouldn't pass judgment on them and straighten up their lives. He let them perform all kinds of evil. And so Yahweh allowed then Israel to be smitten. Well, that's what happened. Brother Johnson, he let the Seventh-day Adventist church down. Whenever he hearkened unto his wife, and brought evil upon the church, and had those evil sons in there and wouldn't reproach them, he didn't have no deliverance for the Seventh-day Adventist church. And all the time he was saying, Yahweh had consigned 144,000 to him, and that he's to bring them forth. He had no power. He had no message to bring them forth. He'd have to have the form of the letter rain. And Brother Johnson was there at the Passover 2002. He called the Passover. The last one we had to get it. And he called for the form of the letter rain going to fall together in the first month there. He called for that it had to fall in order for us to move forward. He called for all of that. He said, Yahshua is going to come and be here in the person. Called for all of that. And we believed it. Well, the former and latter rain did fall. But it fell upon the house of David, not the house of Esau, not the house of King Saul. It did not fall upon the house of Ahab, which Brother Johnson represented all those houses. It fell upon the house of David. We did get the former letter, and that's what we're teaching right now. Verse 12 of 1 Samuel chapter 4. And there ran a man of Benjamin out of the army, and came to Shiloh the same day with his clothes rent and with earth upon his head. And when he came to Elah, Elah sat upon a seat by the wayside, watching, for his heart trembled for the ark of Yahweh. And when the man came into the city and told it all, the city cried out. And when Elah heard the noise of the crying, he said, What meaneth the noise of this tumult? And the man came in hastily and told Elah. Now Elah was 98 years old, and his eyes were dim that he could not see. The man said unto Elah, I am he that came out of the army, and I fled today out of the army. He said, What is there done, my son? And the messenger answered and said, Israel is fled before the Philistines, and there hath not been also a great slaughter among the people. Thy two sons also, Hophni and Phinehas, are dead. And the ark of Yahweh is taken. And it came to pass when he made mention of the ark of Yahweh that he fell from off the seat backward by the side of the gate, and his neck brake, and he died. For he was an old man and heavy, and he judged Israel 40 years. And his daughter-in-law Phinehas, his wife, was with child, near to be delivered, and when she heard the tidings that the ark of Yahweh was taken, that her father-in-law and her husband were dead, she bowed herself and travailed, for her pains came upon her. And about the time of her death, a woman that stood by her said unto her, Fear not, for thou hast borne a son. But she answered not, neither did she regard it. And she named the child Ichabod, saying, The glory is departed from Israel, because the ark of Yahweh was taken because of her father-in-law and her husband. And she said, The glory is departed from Israel, for the ark of Yahweh is taken. End of chapter 4. But see, in essence, the glory had departed from Gilead Center in 2002-2003. Because what had happened, the ark had been taken again. Okay, the devil had sold the march on Gilead Center, and he had allowed the ark be taken from Verlus. But you know what? This time it was transferred to the house of David. And we have it today, folks. Be thankful and praise Yahweh that we have it. We have it. 1 Samuel chapter 5. And the Philistines took the ark of Yahweh and brought it from Ebenezer unto Ashdod. When the Philistines took the ark of Yahweh, they brought it into the house of Dagon and set it by Dagon. And when they of Ashdod rose early on the morrow, behold, Dagon was fallen upon his face to the earth before the ark of the Yahweh, and they took Dagon and set him in his place again. And when they rose early on the morning, behold, Dagon was fallen upon his face to the ground before the ark of Yahweh. And the head of Dagon and both the palms of his hands were cut off upon the threshold. Only the stump of Dagon was left to him. Now therefore, neither the priests of Dagon, nor any that come into the Dagon's house, tread on the threshold of Dagon in Ashdod unto this day. But the hand of Yahweh was heavy upon them of Ashdod, and he destroyed them and smote them with emeralds, even Ashdod, and the coast thereof. And when the men of Ashdod saw that it was so, they said, "The ark of Yahweh of Israel shall not abide with us, for his hand is sore upon us, and upon Dagon, our Elohim." Dagon, our God, our pagan God. And they sent therefore and gathered all the lords of the Philistines unto them and said, "What shall we do with the ark of Yahweh of Israel?" They answered, "Let the ark of Yahweh of Israel be carried about unto Gath." And they carried the ark of Yahweh of Israel about thither. And it was so that after they had carried it about, the hand of Yahweh was against the city with a very great destruction. And he smote the men of the city, both small and great, and they had emeralds in their secret parts. Therefore they sent the ark of Yahweh to Ekron, and it came to pass, as the ark of Yahweh came to Ekron, that the Ekronites cried out, saying, "They have brought about the ark of Yahweh of Israel to us to slay us and our people." So they went and gathered together all the lords of the Philistines and said, "Send away the ark of the Elohim of Israel, and let it go again to his own place, that it slay us not and our people." For there was a deadly destruction throughout all the city. The hand of Yahweh was very heavy there, and the men that died not were smitten with the emeralds. The cry of the city went up to heaven. 1 Samuel chapter 6. And the ark of Yahweh was in the country of the Philistines 7 months. And the Philistines called for the priests and the diviners, saying, "What shall we do to the ark of Yahweh? Tell us wherewith we shall send it to his place. They said, "If you send away the ark of Yahweh of Israel, send it not empty, but in any wise return him a trespass offering, then you shall be healed, and it shall be known to you why his hand is not removed from you." Then said they, "What shall be the trespass offering which we shall return to him?" They answered, 5 golden emeralds and 5 golden mice, according to the number of the lords of the Philistines, for one plague was on you and all, and on their lords. Wherefore you shall make images of your emeralds, and images of your mice that mar the land, and you shall give glory unto the Elohim of Israel. Peradventure he will lighten his hand from off you, and from off your gods, and from off your land. Wherefore then do you harden your hearts as the Egyptians and Pharaoh hardened their hearts? When he had wrought wonderfully among them, did they not let the people go, and they departed? Now therefore make a new cart, and take 2 milch kine, on which there hath come no yoke, and tie the kine to the cart, and bring their calves home to them. Take the ark of the Yahweh, and lay it upon the cart, and put the jewels of gold, which he returned him for a trespass offering, in a coffer, by the side thereof, and send it away, that it may go. And see if it goeth up by the way of his own coast to Beth Shemesh, then he hath done us this great evil. But if not, then we shall know that it is not his hand that smote it. It is a chance that happened unto us. And the men did so, and took 2 milch kine and tied them to the cart and shut up their calves at home. And they laid the ark of the Yahweh way up on the cart, and the coffer with the mice of gold and the images of their emeralds. And the kine took the straight way to the way of Beth Shemesh, and went along the highway lowing as they went, and turned not aside to the right hand or to the left. And the lords of the Philistines went after them unto the border of Beth-Shemesh, and they at Beth-Shemesh were reaping their harvest field, or their wheat harvest in the valley. And they lifted up their eyes, and saw the ark, and rejoiced to see it. And the cart came into the field of Joshua, or Joshua, a Bethlehemite, and stood there, where there was a great stone, and they clave the wood of the cart, and offered the kine a burnt offering unto the Yahweh. And the Levites took down the ark of Yahweh, and the coffer that was with it, wherein the jewels of gold were, and put them on the great stone. And the men of Beth-Shemesh offered burnt offerings and sacrifices the same day to Yahweh. And when the five lords of the Philistines had sent it, they returned to Ekron the same day. And these are the golden emeralds which the Philistines returned for a trespass offering unto the Yahweh: for Ashdod, one for Gaza, one for Ashkelon, one for Gath, and one for Ekron. One. And the golden amass, according unto the number of all the cities of the Philistines belonging to the five lords, both of fenced cities and of country villages, even unto the great stone of Abel, whereon they set down the ark of Yahweh, which stone remaineth unto this day in the field of Joshua, the Bethlehemite, Beth-Shemite. And he smote the men of Beth-Shemite, because they had looked into the ark of Yahweh. Even he smote the people 50,000 and 70,000. 50,000, 70,000. That would be 60. That would be 70, yeah. Amen. And the people lamented, because Yahweh had smitten many of the people with a great slaughter. And the men of Beth-Shemesh said, who is able to stand before this holy Yahweh, Elohim? And unto whom shall he go up from us? And they sent messengers to the inhabitants of Kirjath Jearim, saying, the Philistines have brought again the ark of Yahweh. Come ye down and fetch it up unto you. And the men of Kirjath Jearim came and fetched up the ark of Yahweh. Now this is in 1 Samuel chapter 7. And brought it into the house of Abinadab in the hill, and sanctified Eleazar his son to keep the ark of Yahweh. And it came to pass while the ark abode in Kirjath Jearim, that the time was long, for it was 20 years. And all the house of Israel lamented after Yahweh. And Samuel spake unto all the house of Israel, saying, if you do return unto the Yahweh with all your hearts, then put away the strange gods and Ashtaroth from among you, and prepare your hearts unto the Yahweh, and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistine. Then the children of Israel did put away Balaam and Ashtaroth, and serve the Yahweh only. And Samuel said, gather all Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray for you unto the Yahweh. And they gathered together to Mizpah, and drew water, and poured it out before the Yahweh, and fasted on that day, and said, there we have sinned against Yahweh. And Samuel judged the children of Israel in Mizpah. And when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together to Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid of the Philistines. And the children of Israel said unto Samuel, cease not to cry unto Yahweh our Elohim for us, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistines. And Samuel took a sucking lamb and offered it for a burnt offering, holy unto Yahweh. And Samuel cried unto Yahweh for Israel, and Yahweh heard him. And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But Yahweh thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines, and discomfited them. And they were smitten before Israel. And the men of Israel went out and missed and pursued the Philistines and smote them until they came unto Bethkar. Then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shin and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, Hitherto hath Yahweh helped us. So the Philistines were subdued, and they came no more unto the coast of Israel. And the hand of Yahweh was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. And the cities which the Philistines had taken from Israel were restored unto Israel, from Ekron even unto Gath. And the coast thereof did Israel deliver out of the hands of the Philistines. And there was peace between Israel and the Amorites, and Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life. And he went from year to year and circuit to Bethel and Gilgal and Mizpah, and judged Israel in all those places. And his return was to Ramah, for there was his house. And there he judged Israel, and there he built an altar unto Yahweh. 1 Samuel chapter 8, verse 1. And it came to pass when Samuel was old that he made his son judges over Israel. Now the name of his firstborn was Joel, and the name of his second was Abiah. They were judges in Beersheba. And his sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after lucre and took bribes and perverted judgment. And all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together and came to Samuel unto Ramah and said unto him, Behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations. But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, Give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed unto the Yahweh. Now what was wrong with all this? The people, they didn't want a prophet anymore. They didn't want a priest anymore over them. Because Samuel's two sons turned out bad. They were going to succeed Samuel, and the people did not trust those evil sons to be true priests. And so they said, Give us a king. Verse 7, And the Yahweh said unto Samuel, Hearken unto the voice of the people and all that they say unto thee. For they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. So ultimately, the people were looking to the local judges, somebody they could see every day, and they overlooked Yahweh the Father. That was the number one judge of Israel. Yahweh would deliver another prophet unto if the people had said, "Well, we're going to stay with the prophet being over Israel," and Yahweh would have raised up another prophet for them after Samuel, according to all the works which they have done since the day that I brought them up out of the Egypt, even unto this day. Wherewith they have forsaken me and served other gods, so do they also unto thee. Now therefore hearken unto their voice. Howbeit, yet protest solemnly unto them, and show them the manner of the king that shall reign over them. And Samuel told all the words of the Yahweh unto the people that asked of him a king. And he said, This will be the manner of the king that shall reign over you. He will take your sons and appoint them for himself, for his chariots, and to be his horsemen, and some shall run before his chariots, and he will appoint him captains over thousands, and captains over fifties, and will set them to ear his ground, and to reap his harvest, and to make his instruments of war, and instruments of his chariot. And he will take your daughters to be confectionaries and to be cooks and to be bakers. And he will take your fields and your vineyards and your olive yards, even the best of them, and give them to his servant. And he will take the tenth of your seed and of your vineyard and give to his officers and to his servant. And he will take your men servants and your maid servants and your goodliest young man and your asses, and put them to his work. He will take the tenth of your sheep, and you shall be his servant. And you shall cry out in that day because of your king, which you shall have chosen you, which you shall have chosen you, and Yahweh will not hear you in that day. Nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel, and they said, nay, but we will have a king over it. Even after all of that, they said, well, we don't care. That we also may be like all the nations, and that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles. Brother Johnson, he sought to take out the 501c3 from the IRS to get a number from the government so that he could be identified and be like all the rest of the church denominations around him. He wanted to be like all the rest of them, and he couldn't do that unless he took out a 501c3. And Samuel heard all the words of the people, and they rehearsed them in the ears of Yahweh. And Yahweh said unto Samuel, hearken unto their voice, and make them a king. And Samuel said unto the men of Israel, go ye every man unto his city. This brings in verse 36, our contest is at the 11th hour call, number 11, click on our audio archive. We're going to close now with a song. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy. His fallen forever. Redeemed, redeemed. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed. Redeemed, this is high and forever I am. Redeemed and so happy in Yahshua, no language my rapture can tell. I know that the Lord of His presence with me death can tenderly dwell. Redeemed, redeemed. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed. His fallen forever I am. I think of my blessed Redeemer. I think of Him all the day long. I sing for I cannot be silent. His love is the theme of my song. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His heart and forever I am. I know I shall see in His beauty the King and His Lord is light. Who lovingly guardeth my footsteps and giveth me salt in that night. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed. Darling, forever I am. I know there's a crown that is waiting in yonder bright mansion for me. And sing that this fearlessly perfect that home of the Yahshua will be. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed.